Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Repentance and Lordship. This is a quote from D. James Kennedy. The person who objects and coins the phrase Lordship Salvation, which is the view that we are to believe in Jesus Christ as both Savior and Lord, which is to say we are to believe and repent, this has been the view of the church down through the centuries. And now it has been made as some kind of aberrant view by some in recent times. The fact of the matter is that what God requires for salvation is faith and repentance. The Lordship Gospel is a false gospel. What has been dubbed by some as easy believism, I believe, is more accurately labeled the Lordless Gospel. This false gospel claims Christ can be received as Savior while at the same time rejecting Him as Lord. Lordless gospel advocates go so far as to claim repentance is not necessary for salvation. Walter Chantry has this quote, "Our ears have grown accustomed to hearing men told to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, a form of words which is not found in Scripture. It has become an empty phrase. These may be precious words to the Christian personal Savior, but they are wholly inadequate to instruct a sinner in the way to eternal life. They wholly ignore an essential element of the gospel, namely repentance." End of quote. Often those who hold to a lordship position are slanderously misrepresented as holding to a work salvation. Of course, any work salvation, whatever the label, is to be condemned in the strongest of terms. Galatians 1:6-9. With everything in me, I affirm that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. The issue regarding believing on Christ as Lord is not a works salvation, but rather the issue involves the nature of saving faith. We are saved by faith alone, but it must be the right kind of faith. Saving faith involves the element of repentance, and repentance and lordship are inseparable. An inseparable package. To be saved, Christ must be believed on as Lord and Savior. The concept of repentance and lordship. The concept of Lord inherently involves His sovereign authority. Jesus Himself illustrated this truth when He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?" Luke 6:46. True believers recognize Christ as Lord. Romans 10:9-13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord, you have to call on Him as Lord in order to be saved. He is undeniably the Lord of all true believers. Believing on Christ as Lord inherently includes the element of repentance. Repentance and lordship go together, and the issue is always saving faith in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.